Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
We hear leaders' thoughts on the concept of the all-through school from a recent Next Practice discussion in Talk to Learn. Those already working in schools where the age range runs from 3 to 18 can see powerful advantages. But is it a model that maximises the use of resources rather than benefits children? Several contributors from primary schools argued against educating children of all ages in one school. School administrator Dawn Lane felt that a primary school's role as a trusted community hub was too important to sacrifice for the sake of economies of scale.
I work in a small village primary school with just 80 children aged between 4 and 11. The school is full, as many parents choose our school because of its size and its environment. Every child knows everyone at school. It's a friendly, supportive environment. By the time our children have reached year 6, they're ready to take the next step and join the anonymous, busy world of secondary education. Primary schools are at the heart of village communities, and we teach children a sense of belonging as they grow. Family, school, village, parish. This is an important aspect of citizenship, of knowing who they are and where they fit into this world.
Neve Howlett was concerned about pastoral care and feared some students would be lost in large communities.
We must not lose sight of the fact that learning is most effective in an environment where students feel secure, valued, cared for and known individually.
One contributor pointed out that many all-through schools or federations are thriving around the country and had found solutions to many of the issues raised.
For example, they've developed some interesting approaches to prevent incomers at Year 7 from being disadvantaged. Forming soft federations and partnership working at Year 6 in particular have eased the integration transition of these children into the all-through system. Regular visits and joint activities are often planned to create a sense of belonging, which is really the overarching value of the all-through school federation, and to familiarise incomers with the staff, other older pupils and the systems they will encounter.
Derek Laidlaw also argued that the possible drawback should not blind school leaders to the possibilities all-through schools offered.
What we're merging is not simply an environment, but a joining of ideas and sharing of practice. Some of the most valuable inset I've attended has been with colleagues from primary and nursery, while several of our staff teach across the key stages, including Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3.
But does it have to be either or? Next Practice consultant Dennis Mongan thought any decision about changing the system should be determined by local need.
Perhaps what we need to do is to explore the pros and cons that our colleagues who are trying this out are bringing to our attention, and then, on the assumption that no one approach will fit everywhere, decide what's best locality by locality.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.